Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast is number 672. The topic is mindset and the title is Listen to Your Gut. I was talking with Meredith, my fiance, and we were just kind of discussing past jobs we've had, and there was an interesting running theme along with my past jobs that led to the idea for the podcast today. So one of the jobs I've had in the past was pulling weeds for a kind of like construction company landscaping business. Now, I absolutely hated that job. It wasn't the pulling of the weeds that I hated. It wasn't being in jeans in like 90-some degree weather and in the heat outside that I hated. It was the fact that I felt like my life was being wasted. I was pulling weeds out of the ground that a week later would grow right back. What I was doing with my life was going to have zero impact, zero difference. I was spending 12 hours a day, because it was 12-hour day shifts, doing something that was meaningless. I was throwing away 12 hours of my life, my only life. I was throwing it away. I could not stand that job. It actually led to the point where I asked if I could do anything else, literally anything else, and it led to some changes in my work, and I got to run machines and do some other fun odds and ends, and it was a much more enjoyable job once I got to do more creation and more different tasks per day. But it was the fact that I wasn't making a difference that was driving me nuts. I then had a job one time where I worked at a library, and I had to put books back on the shelves. And you have to, if you ever looked at the side of a library book, if anybody looks at library books anymore, there's what's called a call number, and it usually has a letter sequence followed by like a number sequence. So it'd be like, you know, C57R4, I don't know, something like that. And so you'd have to find section C, then subsection 54, subsection R, subsection 4. And it's like, oh my God, I don't care enough to care. Like, okay, if it's close to the same section, whatever, I just shove the book in the shelf. So I apologize to all you book nerds who just, like, you know, feel offended at my lack of give a crap. And I was probably the reason why you couldn't find the book, even though you're looking in the right area. But I could not stand it. I could care less. It was so freaking annoying. It drove me nuts. So the very first day I had that job, I actually went down to my boss and asked if I could do anything else or I'd have to quit. And I was respectful, but I did say, it was basically, I can't do this. So is there any other job that you can give me? And it actually ended up where I worked to do some processes on the computer. So I actually had to create a PDF format of their forms. They used to have paper copies only. And the teachers used to have to come, they used to have to go into the library, fill out the paper copy, and submit it. So I actually made an online form so the teachers could just do it online. I then got to redo the library website for the entire freaking university, which was pretty awesome, because I had absolutely no right to be doing that. So it was just awesome. I agreed to everything and just said yes whenever anybody asked me anything. And then I would read like the help tutorial of the program for like 8 hours to figure out what the hell I was supposed to be doing. But it was an awesome job. I got to actually make a difference. I got to do things. And even after I graduated from that university, years and years later, the website was actually still the same for a long time. So it was kind of cool to be able to log in and see my website that I had created. So very fun stuff. That was very motivating. That drove me and gave me a sense of purpose, which then motivated me and made me happy. So my gut kept telling me the whole time when I had those jobs is, you have to do something of purpose. You have to do something of meaning. We don't like this. We don't like this. We don't like this. And I would feel like an inexplainable just internal hatred for those moments when I felt like my life was being wasted. I then got a job at Children's Institute in Pittsburgh, where I worked with special needs, and I did the physical education program, and this was all while I was going to the University of Pitt, and I got to do that job, which was freaking awesome. I got to work with kids with special needs. I got to do the PE classes, even like swim classes and stuff like that. It was really fun, but one of the things that was kind of depressing about that job was throughout the week, you would see a change in the kids' behaviors. And they would kind of, by the end of the week, they'd listen a little better. They'd have more responsive happiness to different stimulus and things. But over the weekend, they'd go home, and who knows what was happening at home. They would either be neglected or they were being babied. And they'd come in on Monday with the same daggone problems that you had to work through the next week. And it was just, it's so cyclical, so repetitive, that I didn't feel like I was making a difference. So again, I felt that sensation of being unhappy. I then switched jobs and went to work at UPMC Rehab. I got to work in the physical rehabilitation section, and I got to work with people with brain damage. So they were in trauma of some sort, caused brain damage, and we had to reteach them how to walk, how to use their hands to eat, and different things like that. It was freaking awesome. At the time, the person who was supposed to be in charge of me just let me do whatever in the world I wanted to do, and they'd sign off any program I created. So it was really freaking fun because, again, once again, I was not qualified for what I was trying to do, but I had a lot of fun doing it, a lot of passion, a lot of just excitement. And I created a lot of programs, would take people down to the swimming pool to teach them how to walk. We would do different drills out in the hallway. It was always just weird, fun things that they wouldn't normally get to do. And since people knew it was weird and fun and different, they were excited. And it was just really fun, awesome job. I love that job. And again, the reason why was I saw progress in what I was doing. I saw a difference being made. I would get assigned to somebody who was depressed and wouldn't want to leave the room. Then all of a sudden, you know, a month or two later, they're up walking, excited, walking around the place, talking with people. They're actually participating in their physical therapy. They're eating right. So they're kind of breaking them out of their depression. And it was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed that. But I went into teaching as my undergrad degree because I was told it was the most stable future. So even though I liked rehab and things like that, I was just told, and I kind of thought at the time that teaching would be the better choice. Turns out, though, that I didn't like teaching. I love teaching itself. I just didn't like all the parents and all the paperwork and all the bullshit other than the kids. I just like the kids. I just want to hang out with the kids, teach them cool things, and that's it. Just leave me alone. However, they wouldn't leave you alone. They'd always give you other stuff to do. So there was too many restrictions, all that crap. I didn't like it. So I went to grad school instead of going into a teaching position. In grad school, I actually got to teach at a university. It was part of a graduate assistantship. And then after I finished my degree, I got to stay and teach for a couple more years. And I taught in total for 7.5 years at the university level and absolutely loved it. It was freaking awesome. It was totally fun. It was way more autonomy. I got to do whatever I wanted to do. I got to remake my own syllabi and got them approved like through the ACSM, which had to approve the syllabus for the classes that I was teaching. So it was super fun, a lot of creativity, a lot of freedom to do what I wanted to do, and there was progression to it. So what happened was when I was in a place of being unhappy, my gut would tell me, this isn't it, this isn't it, this isn't it. This isn't what we're meant to do. This isn't what we're meant to be. My gut kept telling me to move on, to make a change, do something different. We're not happy. Because I listened to my gut, and I spoke up when I needed, because I sought out jobs that better fit my personality, because I put in that effort, it has led me to my most blessed life. I am living my best life without a doubt. I have my soulmate as my partner, which in its own right is a blessing. And I get to do what I love every day for a living. You can't get more blessed than this. And the reason why is because I trusted my gut and I put in the work that was necessary to follow what my gut was saying. That same gut feeling was what told me when I was 15 years old, when I was skinny and fat at the same time, no muscle but chubby. Hey, we don't like this. This isn't what you're meant to be. Make a change. Do something different. Become different. That same gut that told me that I wasn't happy as a skinny, fat person has drove me to where I am today. I'm 6 foot tall, 280 pounds, 81 pounds actually, technically as of this morning, 281 pounds. I have FABs, which are fat abs, meaning it's not a clear-cut six-pack, but you can kind of tell there's some muscle there, at 280 pounds, 6 foot tall. That's pretty badass. I've squatted 600 pounds, deadlifted 700 pounds, benched over 400 pounds. And this was at 18 years old after 2 years lifting weights when I couldn't even squat and deadlift 315. I couldn't even bench 225. I've doubled my strength since I was 18 years old. I've gained well over 100 pounds of solid muscle since I was 18 years old. I am my best physical self because I listened to my gut. I am living my best life because I listened to my gut. And not only did I listen, I actually put action behind what it was telling me. That has allowed me to live my best life. What has your gut been telling you? What has been that repetitive voice in your ear saying this needs to change, this needs to change, this needs to change? What has it been telling you? And have you been listening? Has the only thing that you've done is been listening? Are you putting actions towards it? If not, what excuses are you believing to be in your way? When I was younger, I am blind in my left eye, and I have Pierre-Robin syndrome, which is a condition that has caused the inside of my mouth and the structures of my nasal cavity and everything to be really weird. So when I open my mouth, if you were to look in it as a doctor would, everything looks very twisted, and it looks kind of just crooked and weird looking. And that has led me to having sleep issues. It's led me to having a voice that I was told by, I can't think of it right now, but like speech pathologists, they've told me that my voice is a register that is not a traditional male register. That's lovely to hear. So since I was blind in one eye, I felt very cross-eyed at times. And it was true. You could see it in pictures, especially when I'm tired, I'm cross-eyed. I have a voice that is not a traditional male voice. And when I was younger, I was skinny, fat, didn't like the way I looked, and I didn't look good. I wasn't strong like my friends, didn't look like my friends, even though I felt like I worked twice as hard in the gym. I had a lot of reasons that would have never, ever, ever led me to believe that I would ever have a podcast where the only thing you can hear is my voice. Or I'd be posting, 1,500 videos on social media showing my face. I never thought that I would be present in the world, out there publicly, because of my excuses, being cross-eyed, weird voice, horrible genetics. But you know what? Screw that. That's bullshit. Yeah, those things are there, but those things don't define my worth. They're not the only things of me that matter. I wasn't going to let those excuses hold me back from what that inner voice was telling me to do. That inner voice was telling me what I needed to do to live a better life. For years I made excuses to quiet out that voice, to drown that voice, to avoid that voice, to ignore that voice. But when I finally embraced that voice and I put action to what it was telling me, I started living a better life. Again, what is your gut telling you? What is that inner voice telling you? Are you trying to drown it out? Are you trying to ignore it? Or are you just listing excuse after excuse after excuse to try to quiet it down? Or are you willing to listen? And are you willing to put in action? Will you listen and follow through to what that voice is telling you? It's talking to you for a reason. It's unhappy. And it knows that change needs to be made for you to become happy, for you to live closer to what your best life is, what your truest potential is. That voice is there for a reason. It's giving you direction. It's giving you guidance. Listen. Get out of your own way. Stop listing the excuses like they're obstacles. And recognize that every excuse that you're aware of is simply a challenge that you are now, it's a known challenge, and you can find a way around. You've identified what is within your pathway that you have to clear out. That's what an excuse is. You are aware of what's in the way. Now go move it. Get around it. Change it. Put some action to it. Your gut is talking to you for a reason. Will you listen? And will you follow through? Now, if you need any help towards the physical aspects of this, you have the podcast for nutrition information, for training information, for motivation information. This podcast, we're at 672 podcasts, okay? There's tons and tons and tons of information within here that can give you all of the information that you need. There are a million resources in terms of books, YouTube videos, and whatnot. The information is out there. Now, if it's overwhelming and you're not sure of what that information you need to start with or who to listen to, email us at brutalirongym@gmail.com or go to our website www.brutalirongym.com and go to the bottom. We have our email function there. You can send us an email directly from the website. If you need any help in the physical health realm, you want to know more about nutrition, you want to know more about training, you want to know more about lifestyle management so you can actually adhere to your nutrition and training programs, reach out to us. Tell us what you're struggling with and we'll tell you where to go. We'll tell you what podcast to listen to, what resource to listen to. You don't have to buy a program from us. You don't have to buy a service. You don't have to pay us a dime. Just tell us what you're struggling with and I'll tell you how to do it. Because since I've listened to my gut, I've been able to live my best life. And it's an amazing blessing. And I want to pass that on or be able to help in some way towards anyone and everyone that I can. So, if you've been hearing what your gut has been saying, it's time now to listen and follow through. Start with an email to us, brutalirongym@gmail.com, but put action to it. Start today, not tomorrow, not Monday, none of that bullshit. Start right now. Do something, one thing, right now, to listen to your gut and move in the direction that you know you should go. I wish you the best of luck, and just know that you're not alone. We're always here to help. So even if you started on your own, but you hit a wall, you hit some struggle, please reach out at any point in time. We're always happy to help. But listen to your gut. It's talking for a reason. It's time now to listen and follow through. If you like this podcast, this one specifically, or just our podcast in general, please, please, please share it with your family and friends. You can share it on social media. You can share it in a text, an email, conversation, however you want. Just make sure that the people you love the most can get the best information available to them. Also, if you like this information, you can find more from us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter under the name Brutal Iron Gym. And if you have any questions, feedback, or suggestions, we'd love to hear from you. The podcast is for you. So we want to know what you want to learn about. You can tell us at our email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful. And thank you for listening.